This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday commented on Europe and the U.S.'s coordinated sanctions against Chinese officials accused of human rights abuses in the far western Xinjiang region. Blinken said that he wants to work with U.S. partners to counter some of China's aggressive and coercive actions.
The onus is really going to be on China to demonstrate that the pledges it's made on forced labor, on state-owned enterprises, on subsidies, are not just talk, and that the Chinese government will follow through.
The statement comes after the U.S., EU, Britain, and Canada imposed asset freezes and travel bans on a group of officials and in Xinjiang and part of its administrative authority on Monday. China lashed out at the U.S. over racism, financial inequality, and the federal government's response to the coronavirus. We get more from AP's Zaria Shackley.
The report issued by China's cabinet says the U.S. in 2020 saw its own epidemic situation go out of control, accompanied by political disorder, inter-ethnic conflicts, and social division. The document released by the State Council Information Office also highlighted the attack on the Capitol on the 6th of January, as well as gun violence and health disparities.
There's more news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. 8 tugboats are attempting to free one of the world's largest container ships, a 400-meter-long behemoth that ran aground in the Suez Canal, blocking one of the world's most important waterways. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Cargo trucks were lining the port entrance and ships were being diverted to an older canal after the vessel called the Ever Given ran aground on Tuesday morning, according to the Bernard Scholter Ship Management, or BSM. The canal authority says the mishap occurred because of bad weather. 8 tugboats were attempting to free the canal on Wednesday morning, but some delays to shipping are expected. BSM said all the crew are safe and accounted for, and that there have been no reports of injuries or pollution.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. With most of the votes counted, Israelis still do not know who won Tuesday's election. Neither Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nor the main challenger have any way to put together a majority coalition. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
It's going to take a while until Israelis know the final results of Tuesday's election, the fourth in 2 years. That's because there are more than 450,000 special ballots from Israeli soldiers, hospital patients, and diplomats overseas that have yet to be counted. And since Israel is such a small country, even a few thousand votes can swing a parliamentary seat. Israeli analysts said Israel's fast COVID-19 vaccine program, which has already reached 80% of Israel's adults, worked in Netanyahu's favor. The fact that he is currently on trial for corruption has not affected his support, which remains similar to the past 3 elections. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Kenya on Wednesday ordered the closure of 2 sprawling camps that host hundreds of thousands of refugees from neighboring Somalia and gave the UN Refugee Agency just 2 weeks to present a plan to do so. The Dadaab and Kakuma refugee camps in northern Kenya together host more than 410,000 people. Authorities in Nairobi first announced their intention to shut the Dadaab camp, which is closer to the border with Somalia, back in 2016, citing national security concerns. The UNHCR urged Kenya to ensure that those who need protection continue to get it and pledged to keep engaging in a dialogue. Kenya's move comes as relations with Somalia worsen after Mogadishu cut diplomatic ties with Nairobi last December, accusing it of interfering in its internal affairs. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.